Have you heard any backwash for back? Have you gotten any flack for that, or heard anybody complaining that it's like doesn't have that redemptive moment, or it's sort of unapologetic and it likes being that?
You know what? Funny that you mentioned that. I really haven't. I actually have heard more praise for that. I feel like when you're dealing with this sort of content, it has to be all or nothing. You can't half-ass it, especially when dealing with, you know, something I was wondering if people were going to be particularly upset about is being exploitative towards women. And I was preparing to tell people, you know, you can't be exploitative with some people. You can't have a scene where you're beating up someone who's gay and then be you
or
know,
pulling
not...
pulling a candle out of
or saying insulting things about, you know, midgets, and then not be, you know, you can't pick and choose who you're going to be, you know, exploitative to. It's all or nothing. And in this kind of world, this sort of storyline, that's what they were like. So I feel like we had to do it all or nothing, and that's
like
the way
Don
we did
Rickles
it.
Or I don't know if that, you know who that is, but
no.
Like an equal opportunity offender, someone that doesn't, you know, that goes after everybody or nobody.
Exactly. And I feel like we would have copped more flack had we not done that. And I think since we made a point of doing the extreme in every situation, I think people understood that there's a fantastic quote somewhere that Marty said, I read it just the other day in an article, that, you know, if you do it completely authentically, the audience will forgive you for anything. And I think trying to take that angle on it really worked, and people seem to appreciate that more than criticize it.
That's all I need.
So far people seem to like it.